Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's talk to Sean Hunter. Sean is the owner of the Chicago Dogs in Rosemont. That means you'll still be able to go to the baseball game and eat all the hot dogs you want. Sean, how are you today? Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Now, we're looking forward to a great weekend. It's our last homestand before the playoffs, so it should be a big celebration.
You going to be in the playoffs, too?
We are in first place right now and hoping to hold that spot, so we'll be hosting in the first round in a couple weeks. It's been a good season. We're 25 games over 500.
I'm sorry that I didn't realize you guys were that good. As much as we have these baseball woes in Chicago, the Cubs are down, the White Sox are in a little bit of a tailspin, although they'll be fine, but you must be the winningest ball club in the Midwest.
Well, it's a very good season for the Dogs. We've had six of our pitchers this year sign contracts with MLB organizations. So it's a lot of good talent coming through here. But last night we had former Cub Michael Bowden get the victory for us. He pitched for three seasons with the Cubs and is making a comeback. He's been pitching in Korea, but he put on another great show last night for the fans.
Is that hard or frustrating for you guys to get talent, develop talent, you know, or at least improve them, let them get their game back on, and then off they go?
No, you know, it's really more of a celebration for us. That's what this league is built around, is giving folks, in some cases, their second chances, but a lot of first chances. So we're sad to see them leave, but happy and get to follow their careers and their success. One of our pitchers from last summer, from actually the COVID season that we got to play, is now a starter for the Milwaukee Brewers. So there's some great stories behind the Dogs.
So are you affiliated with one organization or are you completely independent?
We're a partner league with Major League Baseball, so we're independent, and our players, in terms of transaction, can move to any of the clubs. So we've had players go to the Cards, the Mets, the Atlanta Braves. It's really been around the league this summer.
Where do you get these guys? How do you find the talent? How do they find you?
Most of the young talent, our manager, Butch Hobson, who played for and also managed the Boston Red Sox, is really the source of our talent. His staff works hard year-round. A lot of these guys are coming right out of college. And in a couple instances, they're like a Michael Bowden, who's pitched in MLB for 8 or 9 years, is making a comeback. So it's a good blend of rookies and a few veterans that, entertain the fans and have some great stories behind them.
Sean Hunter owns the Chicago Dogs in Rosemont. Tell folks where you are and what the experience is like. When you go there, what do you see, do, and get?
So we're really in the heart of Rosemont's entertainment district, right across really from the fashion outlets on the 294. It's so easy to get in and out. Impact Field's one of the nicest ballparks in the country. We opened in 2018. And it seats 6,000. Tickets start at just $9. Parking is just $3. And we've got some great amenities. We've got the River Stadium Club, which is an all-inclusive club. But every seat is right on top of the action. So it's very, very friendly for baseball fans, but also for kids and families.
What'd you say the tickets cost?
Start at just $9. So it's a very affordable family experience. And like I said, this is our fan appreciation weekend starting tomorrow night. We've got fireworks tomorrow night and a bunch of celebrations across the weekend, and then hopefully the playoffs in 2 weeks, which would be the weekend of September 10th and 11th.
Who will you be facing then? What's the competition look like?
Well, it's pretty stiff. We're right down the stretch. At the top is the Dogs, and Milwaukee is up there, the franchise in Milwaukee, and also Fargo in our league. We have 12 teams in the league, so it's very competitive, and so we could end up facing probably Milwaukee or Fargo will be our opponent in the first round.
How'd you get into this business, Sean? This is a funny way to make a living, or is this your side hustle and you do something else?
No, this is my number one passion. You know, I spent 25 years in Major League Sports. I was the president or CEO of both some National Hockey League and NBA franchises. So I have a passion for sports, but always loved minor league baseball, the sport of baseball, in particular minor league baseball, because it's kind of the ultimate fan-friendly event and game. So it's something I've wanted to do and was fortunate to partner with Rosemont and build this stadium. And we're having a lot of fun here in season number four.
Well, and those are guys that really want to play the game, right? I mean, this is not
they're doing it for all.
They ain't getting rich yet, are they?
No, this is truly for the love of the game, and we're seeing some future stars. But these guys fight hard every night. That's what I love. They're great, great guys, very good baseball players, but they give it their all every night.
Well, that's really good to hear, and I'm glad that, I guess, whatever the governor said today doesn't impact you guys, right?
It doesn't. You know, we've had some great protocols in place going back to 2020 and again this season, you know, encouraging masks for those that haven't been vaccinated. We've got hand sanitizer stations throughout. So we've really been in a good place since 2020. So it won't affect us going into this weekend or the playoffs, but obviously we keep a watchful eye on all the news that comes out.
Can you tell me about a player or a story of a player with the Chicago Dogs right now that you really like?
You know, I mentioned Michael Bowden, who pitched for the Cubs, who's really had a great season. He's our top pitcher right now. I'd say another one that's a great, just a human interest story, is our first baseman and leads the team in home runs, who also happens to be the coach's son. So Butch Hobson's been, I mentioned our manager. Butch has been around the game. He was a major league player for the Red Sox and the Yankees. He managed the Red Sox. And for him to get to, you know, coach his son is really fun to watch. And not only to for them to get to work together, but to have success. So that's been one of the highlights. And I mentioned earlier, we've had six pitchers sign contracts with MLB organizations. So that's been a bit of a, you know, a small badge of honor for the club this year, and so it's been a summer to remember.
What's the radar gun show on these guys? Are they comparable to MLB pitchers?
They are. In fact, the one guy that I think we could possibly lose before the end of the season, a young man, his last name is Boozer, and he has been throwing consistently in relief 102. So he's got a laser, and his ERA is, I believe, it's under one. And he actually was out of the game for about 3 years, and we followed him, and he actually reached out to us, liked the program that we were building here, and he and Butch stayed in contact. But he is just an amazing talent, and like I said, has consistently come in and saved a number of games, but is usually in that 99 to 102 range.
So I'm going to guess his issue is control.
You know, I think it probably was 3 years ago, but he has not had any control issues here, which is why there's been a number of scouts through to watch him here in the last couple weekends.
Yeah, I'll come out and watch him. Okay, last homestand, then the playoffs. Sean Hunter, owner of the Chicago Dogs in Rosemont. What's the website, Sean? How do we get tickets?
TheChicagoDogs.com has everything you need on there. It's easy, and or you could call us at 847-636-5450.
Nice to talk to you, Sean. Congratulations, and we'll keep everybody posted on the playoffs. Well done, sir.
Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Yeah, you do too. 11:56 on WGN. John, do I have to wear a mask in my church? The way I'm reading this, I think you do. There's a lot of questions we'll be answering between now and Monday. The governor just made the new mask mandate announcement at 10 o'clock. You may have heard that live here on WGN Radio, and details coming up in WGN Radio News from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom in just a minute. Hey, John, I'm fully vaccinated. If they make me wear a mask, I'm voting Republican, says Scott. That may be because you're already a Republican, Scott. John, I'm tired of vax mandates without discussing the many of us who got the vaccine and got ill as a result. That cannot be ignored. Our first call after the governor spoke today was from a lady who had a breakout case. She sounded ill, and she was thankful that she got the vaccine because she's not sure she would be here if she hadn't. Okay, the news is next. Then the Wintrust Business Lunch on WGN.